What's up, everyone? Mark Lobliner, TigerFitness.com. Let's talk about Andrew Huberman, the player of the year. So, I actually saw this article yesterday. I read through it. And essentially, the issue is Andrew Huberman is a 48-year-old PhD multimillionaire famous man who has multiple girlfriends. That's it. That's the story. And they're trying to discredit him because he lied to these girls. Now, I've been married to my wife for a long time, since 2002. Okay. I have been with my wife for 26 years. I'm not Andrew Huberman. I'm not a 48-year-old multimillionaire who can have a lot of girlfriends. Let's assume that what he's doing is wrong. Let's assume that what he is doing is bad. Does that make his advice any different? Does Andrew Huberman telling us to go in cold plunges to increase our dopamine, does that make it any different? Does Andrew Huberman cheating on five girls at the same time, which by the way, seems like too much work, does that make his advice any different? Why did they go after Andrew Huberman? Why is there a hit piece on an eye doctor who gives advice to mostly men? There you go. He's a strong man, and they do not like strong men. They will do whatever it takes to bring him down. So scouring over X, over the internet, I found a very good piece, a post written by a guy, Sagar Njeti, S-A-A-G-A-R-E-N-J-E-T-I. Now, Sagar does a great job of outlining and timelining what happened. So with that, I'm going to read Sagar's post, but essentially, basically, here's the gist of it. So Huberman had five girlfriends. They all thought they were exclusive. And apparently he really liked his dog. No, that was it. That was it. So anyway, from Sagar, proof that New York Mag acted like duplicitous character assassins in their smear job on Andrew Huberman from the emails I've obtained. Detail below and in video. New York Mag obsequiously emailed Huberman's team in August 2023, indicated they wanted to write a glowing profile. When my editor suggested I look into him, I basically shot him down. It didn't seem like the kind of thing I would be into. I listened to a single episode, and predictably, a month later, I'm fully addicted and devoted. For the first time, due to some episodes, deal with stress, I'm taking care of my mental health. It was almost like I couldn't engage or become interested until Dr. Huberman made it profoundly concrete and chemical. Two, after getting no reply, New York Mag connected with his jilted exes who were leaving anonymous comments on Reddit social media to smear him. Three, they began emailing colleagues, family, including his 80-year-old father, you pieces of shit, and high school friends of Huberman saying they wanted to discuss serious allegations against him and solicit more dirt. They also sought to dig up information that he was not, in fact, a real scientist at Stanford and was misrepresenting his work. The dude's literally a professor. Shut the fuck up. After Stanford explicitly shot down these notions, they had nothing left but the story of the jilted lovers, purely on he said, she said allegations. That's all these are. That's all these are. I'm sure if you found a couple of my ex-girlfriends from high school, they have some really fucked up shit to say about me. They were unable to prove a single instance of lying or misinformation on a Human Lab podcast. They were unable to prove or solicit any information undercutting his scientific work. Ultimately, New York Mag unethically sought access by presenting themselves as some friendly actor, only to then churn the rumor mill and attempt to incur serious professional consequences on Huberman for a story with no news value or relevance to public information they put out. From Sagar, disgusting behavior. Thank God that in the independent media era, we can reveal them for what they are. That is scumbags. Guys, there is a problem. When you have someone who is giving people great information, who has a personal life, and who is single. Look, man, if I had issues where I had five girlfriends in addition to having a wife and portraying myself as a married man with children who's monogamous, that could be a character issue. But I'll tell you what, even then, it's none of your fucking business. Like, you guys know Lane Norton. Good friend of mine. He went through some marriage issues. He went through some divorce issues twice. Does that make Lane any less of a scientist? Does that make Lane any less of a purveyor of truth? No, it means that in his personal life, shit gets fucked up. Dude, personal lives, people make mistakes. They do, especially when you're single. He's not married. Why is he not playing the game? Why is he not dating multiple women? He's not married to these women. Look, I've had marriage issues and I've been public about them. You want to know why? Because of this shit right here. Because I knew that if I wasn't public with him, if someone found out that, hey, I'm a fucking liar, I'm hiding something, I'm doing this. Marriage is fucking hard. I read something that people aged 20 to 30 have a 60% plus divorce rate. Marriage is hard. Interpersonal relationships are fucking hard. My wife and I, we went through some problems in the mid-2010s, man. We went through some major issues. We kept it off of social media. We kept it to ourselves. But we knew that, hey, we're gonna fix this, man. We love our kids. And we want our kids to grow up in a dual parent household. So we're gonna do whatever it fucking takes to make this work. If you go back on this timeline, on this channel, you'll notice that I did a vlog where my wife and I went to counseling. We went to marriage counseling. I put it right up there. And I said, look, I have some shit to work out with myself. We have some shit to work out with our relationship. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. We drift apart. We've been together since we were in high school. We've changed. We've gone through stuff. And we made that adjustment because we're fucking human beings. Huberman is 48 years old. He is single. His dog died, which Costello, I listen to the Huberman show. I know all about Costello. Laying in the corner, breathing all hard and shit. That's what those dogs do. I understand. This man has been in academia his whole life, making good money. Now he's fucking the guy. You can't even mention anything fucking health and fitness, even though a lot of what he says I don't agree with. He's the fucking man. He's doing supplement reviews. The guy doesn't know a fucking thing about supplements. All of a sudden, he's a supplement guy. His testosterone booster recommendations were fucking horrible. But he's the guy. Because he's good at what he does. He has a fucking doctorate. I don't care if he's banging 20 fucking girls and a sheepdog on a Saturday, as long as they're all consensual. I don't give a fuck. Why should I give a fuck what Andrew Huberman does? I care that he's a scientist. I care that he's a doctor. I care that he has people like Dr. Peter Attia on there spitting all kinds of information, giving my mind something to think about. I love the fact that I disagree with things. I would have never had the stance I have on cold plunges if I hadn't listened to Andrew Huberman. I would have never looked into time-restricted eating if it wasn't for Andrew Huberman. I don't care if he's dipping his stick in five Fun Dips. I don't give a fuck. I just want information. The problem is when a man gets too powerful, when a man starts becoming a role model for other young men, when a man starts disseminating information to help people stay healthy, independent, that's when the fucking media comes at him. That's when the vultures swarm. So he pissed off five fucking women he was dating at the same time. Man, I don't give a fuck. Dude, when I was in high school, right before I met my wife, okay, I decided to date two girls at the same time. Christy and Jennifer. I'll never forget that. So they went to two different high schools, right? But they were like 10 miles from each other. This is South Bay. In LA, you know, West Side, like, they're all within a fucking shot of the 405 freeway from each other. Never forget, I had a phone call. I was like, hey, what's going on? And it was Jennifer. She goes, hey, I'm here at a party. I'm like, good, I hope you're having a great time. She goes, yeah, I'm here, I met a new friend. I'm like, great, great, you met a new, this is a landline, by the way. We didn't have cell phones back then. I'm like, this is fucking great. She puts the other girl on the line. It was Christy. Like, fuck. Those girls fucking hated me. But guess what? I was single. I was playing high school football. I didn't give a fuck. I was the man. I was written about in the fucking Culver City News every fucking week. I was the man. My head got too big. I thought I could do that, and I was really not good at it. Long story short, they became really good friends. But, you know, look at Andrew Huberman. What he's doing now is the equivalent at the time of me being written about in the Culver City newspaper, of me being on the West Side, the front of the West Side, whatever the fuck that paper was, right? Like, that was the equivalent, right? Andrew Huberman has this newfound fame, fortune. He's out there getting his. Let the man have some fucking fun. Is what he's doing, playing girls against each other, wrong? Yeah, it's not right. It's not right to play with anyone's emotions. But let's not act like you're better than him. Let's not act that you haven't made fucking stupid choices. I've made a lot of them. Luckily for me, I have the greatest wife in the world who understands that I'm a fucking idiot. And who understands that, you know what? As human beings, we make mistakes. Who understands that you can move forward. There's a book called Choice Theory. Everybody needs to read Choice Theory. You need to read Choice Theory. Look, man, I love where I'm at in life. But to think that, and look, man, I'm not saying I was always great. Like, I'm not saying I was always the man I am today. In 2024, go back to 2015, 2016, I wasn't anywhere near the man I am today. Because I learned, I evolved, I grew the fuck up. I realized that I'm not shit. That without my family, without my wife, without my kids, without my legacy, I'm nothing. Without this sweatshirt. This sweatshirt makes me cry. Look at the back of this sweatshirt. Hold on, can you see it? Hold on. That's Lobliner 24, dude. It's my nephew. He plays for Kansas State. He's on a Power 5 baseball team. This is what I'm about now. Because I've grown the fuck up. Because I'm here. Does that mean all my videos from the early 2000s are bullshit? Does that mean that everything I've done before I came across being the man I am today is bullshit? I was still spitting facts. I was still helping people lose weight. I was still helping people reach their goals. I was still putting out the best fucking supplements on the market. I was still helping people. But personally, I was fucked. Because I didn't know who the fuck I was. But it takes longer, different phases. I'm married. I have kids. I've matured. Andrew, he's 48 years old. He's rich as fuck. He's having fun. He's doing his thing. He's living his life. He's going to make mistakes. But that doesn't mean that his talk on autophagy is any less valuable. What it means is that these salacious fucking assholes in the media will do whatever it takes to get clicks and get paid. And that's their job. So hey, fuck it, more power to them. But if I have one more person come on and say that Andrew Huberman's any less of a man to listen to because of this, I'm a fucking punt a small dog. Not you, Ruckus, not you, Blazer, big dogs. Okay, guys, that's what I gotta say. That's all I gotta say. But I do have to say one more thing. MTS Way is back. TigerFitness.com, 2 4- and 6-pound bundles. Cookies and cream is in stock. Not sure how fast this bitch is going to sell, but I think it's going to sell out pretty fast. Then we have to wait for a restock. It's not going away. It's just, it might take a break because sales are through the fucking roof. Thank you guys so much. Anyway, go to TigerFitness.com, buy your MTS Way. Appreciate it. But what do you guys think? Comment down below. Like this video, subscribe to this channel. But above all, go to TigerFitness.com. Also have a new book out, Billionaires and Bodybuilders. I wrote with Matt Wyke. Phenomenal book. It's at Tiger Fitness right now. It'll be at your local Barnes & Noble and ever at a bookstore soon. For now, you get it for under 10 bucks at TigerFitness.com. It's called Bodybuilders and Billionaires and Bodybuilders. I'll link it down below. What do you guys think? Comment down below. Love you guys. Thank you so much. And much love to my nephew, Jaden Lobliner, Kansas State University. Jaden, God, I love this fucking kid. You know, this kid is the hardest worker ever next to my kids. And I've seen him develop and progress. And Jaden, he won't go through issues that I went through, that Huberman's going through. Because Jaden's a smart, good kid. And he had my brother and I, and his wonderful mom, Ginger, and my wife, and his whole entire circle has just been so good. So men out there, be men. Set good examples, right? But Huberman, man, fucking love that guy. I fucking love Andrew Huberman. My brother's the one who turned me on to Andrew Huberman. I don't know who the fuck he was. My brother told me that he's putting his hand in cold water before lifts or some shit. And I'm like, what fucking idiot told you that? It was Andrew Huberman. Andrew motherfucking Huberman. Anyway, I want to hear your thoughts. Comment down below. Share this video. Subscribe to this channel. Buy shit from TigerFitness.com because fuck, inflation sucks. That's not a game.